Hey, welcome to the AI Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Kyle James. Today, we're going to be discussing how a marketing company called The Kiln is using AI inside of their own business. And we'll share the exact steps that you can take in order to implement AI for yourself. Now, before I dive into that, listen closely. Are you looking to implement AI inside of your own company? Or maybe just struggling to get your AI to stop hallucinating? Speak to GPT Trainer. GPT Trainer literally builds out and manages your AI for you, eliminating hallucinations for good. Go to gpt-trainer.com. I promise you, it'll be the biggest time-saving decision that you've made all year. Trying to set up AI on your own is like trying to build a house from scratch. Sure, you could do it, but the time and frustration it may take to get it finished, it may not be worth it. It's 1,000 times faster and safer to hire professionals. Schedule a consultation today. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Today I have with me Patrick Spychowski, who is the founder of The Kiln, an agency that specializes in helping mid-market to enterprise companies implement AI thoughtfully. Really excited to have Patrick on the show today. Hey, Patrick, how are you doing today, my friend?
Yeah, appreciate you having me on. Doing well.
Yeah, so give us some background. What exactly is The Kiln? Give us some context there. And like, how did you find the company from beginning to end?
Yeah, totally. So prior to starting The Kiln, I was working at a company called Clay. At the time, it was a very small kind of AI go-to-market startup, and I was helping them with a lot of their content. Clay started to very quickly gain traction and had a ton of customers. And since I was running their content, people were reaching out to me asking if I could help them use the tool. For those who don't know what Clay is, it's a pretty complicated tool to use. It's not very like out of the box. And so I was having companies reach out to me saying, hey, would you mind helping me out with this? So eventually I left Clay and started The Kiln, which is an agency that helped advise people on how to use it. And from there, we still specialize primarily in a lot of Clay work, but we've kind of extrapolated to more of the residual tooling around it as well, like HubSpot and Salesforce and Anydan and all the other great AI workflow tools that exist. And so our goal is really just to create efficiency within larger companies using AI. Like a lot of the more smaller, more tedious, even at sometimes intellectual work within businesses can now be automated with AI. And so we use a combination of tools to make sales teams and marketing teams more efficient.
Yeah, absolutely. And so like, I think it's really interesting too, going from Clay, and I've heard of Clay, and I think a lot of people that are listening might have heard of it too as well. But the complexity that it was on the forefront and just how hard it was for a lot of clients to work with, like when you finally made that jump, like were you doing some side, kind of side hustle initially and then transition over, or was it like, hey, we're just going to take the leap and just jump right into it and just start building clients and helping those who needed help on the complexity with Clay?
Yeah. So when I started dealing with clients, the Clay team was very much in support of me doing this because ultimately it brought them more product adoption and usability. And as well as I was just constantly posting about them. So it kind of spread the good word. So in the beginning, I was doing it in tandem with my work at Clay, just helping. Because I was a contractor, so I would spend some of my time working on Clay stuff, some of my time working on more contractor-based stuff or like Clay implementation stuff for other businesses. And eventually, I got to a high enough MRR to where I could leave the company and work on it full time. And so, that was back when I was running it myself. And since then, of course, hired a bunch of people and have like a real team.
Yeah, I think it's like really rare for a lot of if you're working for companies, most of the time, like if you branch off, it's like, no, please don't, like, especially if it's like competitive. But in this case, Clay's like, please, yes, we're totally fine with that. We want you to help more people, because obviously if there's more traction and they're understanding Clay as a whole, then like they're going to stay probably more long term with as like customers for Clay and then also for The Kiln too. So you're using AI right now at The Kiln, and I think it's really cool what you guys are doing. Like, tell me why. Like, what are you doing exactly within the AI, and like, what specific challenges are you trying to solve? Like, is it integrating with clay.com? Like, walk me through that a little bit for context.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of companies come to us because they see a lot of the new, shiny AI tooling on like LinkedIn or wherever they get their news, and they think it's interesting. They think it could have some value, and they want to figure out which tools actually are valuable, like sift through a lot of the tool noise, as well as figure out, okay, like with the tools that I actually should be using, how do I implement them thoughtfully? And so I'd say the main thing that they come to us for to create efficiencies within their go-to-market system. So for example, like if they have a, let's say 200 sales team members at a large company working on researching prospects, a majority of their prospect research can likely be automated with AI agents that are going and doing the same sort of research that a person would have previously done manually. And so those 200 sales team members can now allocate their time to higher leverage work that couldn't really be automated, whether it's taking calls or sending, you know, very detailed follow-ups or writing statements of work with nuance to them. And so now suddenly that thing that they were doing for 2 to 3 hours a day is being reduced to maybe 5 to 10 minutes a day of work, therefore obviously creating significant efficiencies for companies. And so, you know, AI agents and AI tools like Clay can do a lot of the work that was previously available manually. But of course, every company has very different workflows. They have different nuance to their workflows. And so we're kind of like a more custom bespoke solution to solving those problems.
Yeah. So like for most of the people, like you mentioned, like just like the e-discovery, like they're spending a lot of time, you know, searching up for, you know, back end on prospects and leads and such. Now, was that something like they came to you and like, hey, we want to do this? Or was it like, hey, here's our process and, you know, we think it works pretty good, but then your team's like, ah, actually we could automate a lot of this using, you know, clay.com and also with like automations. Like what's typically like the most common way that you see people approach when they come to the kiln?
Yeah, great question. So I think prospects come to us usually in two different scenarios. The first thing is that they know exactly what they want to build and have a general idea of how it could be built. So like they're like, we want to automate all of our research for our sales team members, to use the same example. And we have a general idea of what data points we want, and we know what we want the end result to look like. And we want you to advise us on how to build it most efficiently, most cost effectively, and of course, in a way that people will actually use. So that could be the first scenario. The second scenario is a company comes to us with a problem. So using the same example as before, companies are saying, hey, like our sales team members aren't doing enough outreach. They're spending too much time on research. What should we do about it, right? So almost like one level of abstraction back from the previous example. And so we can, of course, help advise them on like, okay, well, this is what we've done for five other clients to help automate their research processes.
Yeah. And so like since working, how long has the company, I probably should ask that, how long has the kiln been since you've branched off from Clay? How long have you been the founder of the kiln?
Yeah. So about 2 years. I brought on a co-founder 6 months into the business. And then, just started hiring a lot from there.
Nice. And what types of, is anything worth noting as far as like results go, like either internally with obviously you're implementing AI within some of your clients that you're working with, but even like on your client side that you're, any key results are like, hey, wow, we worked with this client and this is some of the results they got from working with us. Like anything worth sharing that you would like to share?
Yeah, totally. So I'd say like the two main benchmarks we often optimize for when doing work for clients are pipeline generated or time saved or efficiency created. And so on the pipeline generated end, we've generated hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars for the pipeline for all of our clients across the board. For some of our individual clients, we've generated a couple hundred million in pipeline a piece. So like have done pretty well in creating sales flows that are able to do that consistently. And then on the efficiency end, we've created workflows, like individual workflows that have saved hundreds of hours a week. And of course, thousands of hours over time for companies. And they cost essentially nothing relative to the resource they were allocating to the workflows before. And so, you know, we've worked with a ton of like mid-market and enterprise companies and relatively notable ones like, you know, like Windsurf and BrowserBase and T-Rock and a few others. So, you know, I'd say those are a few maybe notable things to know.
Yeah, for sure. And like, I might be backward stepping here. Like, you know, I think a lot of people have heard like maybe like Apollo, ZoomInfo, Clay, like for those who are like, hey, I don't know any of that stuff is like what, you know, maybe they're trying to start a business or maybe they're getting it up and running. Like, can you walk through like what exactly does Clay do that's differently maybe from like Apollo or ZoomInfo or some other those like popular sites that a lot of businesses use?
Yeah, so Clay can best be described as a workflow tool with really good enrichment capabilities. And so instead of an Apollo or ZoomInfo, which you would see as more of a lead sourcing tool, Clay does really great lead sourcing, but then also can build workflows off of the list that it creates. And so you can create like automated email campaigns, automated research flows, automated inbound lead scoring flows, CRM cleaning stuff. Like you can do a lot of really cool stuff in the tool. And on top of that, it has significantly better data than that of any other tool on the market because Clay is really just an aggregate of every data provider on the market. So it waterfalls every data provider for a work email or for a phone number or even for more niche data like financial information from a 10K. And you can find all this data, action upon it using their workflow function, and of course, source leads as well. So it's like this kind of all-in-one go-to-market tool that can save you a lot of budget instead of buying like 10 or 11 different like single function go-to-market tools, you could just pretty much buy clay to do, I would say, to 90% of the work you would have otherwise.
Yeah, I had a, I don't know if you know this guy or not, but or at least one of our clients, but it's the Legion J out of Florida, if you've heard of him before. That's where we first heard about clay.com. was, he had like a, you know, internal, like a mastermind community that we were part of, and brought some people in from Clay, and you probably were even on, I don't know, but he brought some people in Clay, and like that's where we learned about it. But just like seeing the way the capabilities of like taking the data, because we have like Apollo for us, but like Apollo is one thing, but like what do you do with when it's not like accurate data? That was like some of the issues that you might face, is like, okay, this, we think this is accurate, like we saw that Clay would go through and like verify in like multiple different points, and so, but it was really tough, like you said, Patrick, it was really tough to figure out. And so like having someone kind of walk you through that on how to use it was like, I can see why you end up branching off with the kiln, you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's a tough tool to use for sure, but there are a lot of great use cases. And even if you do know how to use it to some extent, there are a lot of cost saving mechanisms you can implement. So agencies like ours tend to be somewhat helpful for people just getting started.
So what are some of the, you know, obviously a lot of change happening in the AI community. What would you say are some of like the Kiln's upcoming maybe AI initiatives over the next couple of years? Like, where do you see maybe AI playing some of the biggest role in your operations next?
Yeah, so I still think one of the biggest problems people are facing is having to sift through the noise of AI developments and tools that are available and discerning which of the tools are actually valuable or which things are actually innovative in the AI space. 95% of AI tools are just wrappers on initial workflow tools. Like, I don't like to use the term GPT wrapper because a lot has to be done in order to actually create an effective AI model. So I won't use that term, but there are a lot of tools that you could create the same tool in N8N or Clay if you spend enough time doing it. And so I think what we're planning on focusing on specifically is actually figuring out which tools are worth trying or which AI features are worth trying, and then recommending them to clients when we deem them valuable and implementing them. So trying to be like a very custom, bespoke AI consultant that can help you actually do valuable things with AI, kind of like, I think long-term, like one of those, like almost like a McKinsey or a BCG of AI is kind of like the place we're aiming.
Yeah, no, for sure. There are so many AI tools out there. I've seen some companies like, well, they have like a list of all the recommended tools that they use, but like, it's gotta be relevant. I mean, you throw 1,000 tools on there, it's like, cool, but like, what's your use case? So like I could see that being a big value add where it's like, hey, where do I start? Like, I see ChatGPT, I see Claude, Anthropic, I see, you know, DeepSeek and all these other large language models. Like, okay, but where, like, what do I actually use from this point that's gonna actually benefit my business as a tool? And as we wrap up this conversation, Patrick, I appreciate having you on. Where can people, you know, learn a little bit more about you and then maybe a little bit more about the Kiln?
Yeah, feel free to check me out on LinkedIn. That's where I do the majority of my posting about like new updates in AI and things that we're working on. And, you know, feel free to check out thekiln.com, which is our agency's website, to see some of our case studies and what we've been working on as well.
Awesome. Amazing. Thank you so much, Patrick. It's great having you on, my friend. Let's definitely keep in touch. And remember, those who are listening in, if you're looking to implement AI to your business, please don't try and do it yourself. The time and stress the AI may cause, it may not be worth it. Schedule a call with GPT Trainer. Let them build out and manage your AI for you. Once again, that's gpt-trainer.com. Signing off for now. Have a great rest of the day, everybody. And looking forward to seeing everyone on the next episode of the AI Chronicles.